Petersfield's Shine Radio. Tell your friends to listen online at shineradio.uk.
From Radio News Hub, I'm Olivia Mautzer. The Queen's appear to suggest she's irritated by a lack of action in tackling the climate crisis. Her remarks emerged in clips of a conversation filmed on a camera phone during her trip to Cardiff. On the same week as Baby Loss Awareness Week, a group of dads say forming a football team has helped them through their grief. Later today, people will light candles to remember lost babies in a wave of light. And fully vaccinated adults arriving in England from non-red list countries will soon be able to take cheaper lateral flow tests.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Laura Shepherd at Petersfield's Shine Radio. A popular local pub is on the market. The Hawkley Inn is a popular dining destination for families, as well as being at the centre of village life in Hawkley, as Dave Williams reports.
Agents for the sale say it's a thriving, profitable business that turns over more than £800,000 a year. The pub attracts walkers, cyclists, horse riders and backpackers all year round, and half of its revenue comes from food sales. If you fancy buying it, you'll need deep pockets. The pub is on the market at £950,000. The agents told Shine Radio they started marketing the property a few weeks ago and would normally expect a pub sale to take about 12 months to complete.
A young racing driver from Petersfield is going into a critical phase of his championship. Sebastian Hopkins is the second-year driver in the Ginetta G40 Junior competition. As he enters the last round, his team's in third place. Seb says he hopes to secure a place on the rostrum next weekend at Brown's Hatch.
It's been a really good season. We've just come out of a weekend at Donington, which unfortunately didn't do too well for my championship hopes, but I'm feeling confident and positive, and hopefully we can finish the season off with a top three in the championship and hopefully get some good results. The aim is to obviously at least try keep my third place, as there's drivers hot on my tail in fourth and fifth, but you never know, some other drivers could have a bad weekend like I did last weekend, so the tables could really turn and I could end up seeing myself second by the end of the weekend.
A local mum of four has been nominated for a national award. Jo Wildgust runs children's activities in Petersfield, Rogate and Liss under the name The Creation Station. Now, the organisation that licenses that brand to her has recognised her as one of its best franchisees. Jo says she gets a lot of support from other franchise holders in the network.
Everything is there. All the products we use are tested and trialled and they're all safe. So I've got the backup of that kind of recognition and a national brand, really. So we're all doing the same things, delivering the same high quality experience to our families. We also have a support website directly through to head office with any queries. I've actually had one of the franchisees from Chesterfield has a family member in Petersfield. She popped down in the summer holidays. It was lovely to meet up with her.
So the weekend's just about here, and that means so is James Robbins with a look ahead to the local sports action involving Petersfield teams this weekend.
Yes, thanks. Now, after a 2-1 loss against Downton, Petersfield Town Football Club will want to get back to winning ways when they travel to Ringwood Town. Kick-off for that one is 3 o'clock. Petersfield Hockey Club men's first team opened their season with a 5-0 win against Chichester. This weekend, they face Poole. The men's second team beat Portsmouth last weekend and now want to get the better of their fierce rival Southampton, while the women's first team will be aiming to make it 4 wins from 4 when they entertain Alton. Their second team travel to Basingstoke. And after a 1-week break, Petersfield Rugby Club are back in action this weekend. They travel south down the A3 to face Portsmouth. As ever, if you want your scores read out or indeed previews for the weekend ahead, don't hesitate to get in contact with us via our social media channels or email us.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's Menswear. Stylish clothes and accessories for all weathers.
Good morning, it's Stephen here at the Shine Radio Weather Desk today, and it's cool and cloudy through most of Friday in Petersfield. Just the chance of an occasional sunny spell, but pretty overcast in the main. Temperatures no higher than 15 degrees and feeling even cooler because of a breeze that has a lot of north in it. That cloud's thickening up towards the evening and that'll stop temperatures from plummeting, so a relatively mild night to follow. Sunset is at 12 minutes past 6. And the outlook for the weekend, more cloud, but staying mostly dry. Have a good day.
Shine Radio. Travel news from across the Petersphere.
Starting in Sheet, where there's waterworks planned on Inman's Lane starting today and possibly going on until Tuesday. That could cause a bit of an obstruction and delay you getting in and out of the village. There's waterwork continuing on Herne Road in Petersfield too. That's near the junction with Marden Way and should be done by Monday. And up in Froxfield, South East Water will be closing High Cross Lane for a time to work there. That's enough water. There's a road closure in Oakshott for council work. Middle Oakshott Farm Lane is closed from now until Monday for gully work and a new manhole. A diversion will take you into Hawkley. In Petersfield on the Causeway, the lay-by is partially obstructed for telecoms work. There's a new mobile base station going in there. Openreach is working in Woolner Avenue, that's just off Sandringham Road. And the work taking place in the square by St Peter's Church should finish today, all being well. There's no planned work on the railway affecting services through Petersfield this weekend, but if we're not saying what you're seeing, just let us know and help update this information for everyone. Call Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
The way we work is changing, and Antrobus House Business Centre can help. With fully serviced office space for individuals and small teams, fast fibre internet and no long-term commitment, you could be seated in a central Petersfield office for less than the price of a season ticket to London. And right now, you can rent a private office for the day for just £40. Conditions apply. Call Mike or Debbie on Petersfield 234 500 for details or see antrobushouse.co.uk. Work is changing. Change is working at Antrobus House.
Basil, Cabaya, Foxgloves,
Hardy Geraniums,
Tithonia, Rudolphia,
Dahlias,
tons of Zinnias.
An award-winning garden designer.
And I've been designing for 25 years.
A passionate home gardener.
Do a little bit, but often.
Growing together with Anne-Marie and Claire.
It's given me so much joy.
New every month and only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Tomatoes.
Explore the treasured countryside around Petersfield with Susie Wild and her Labrador, Rain.
Rain and I have come up into the hangars.
Bablet, come along. Good girl.
Join me as I walk with my Labrador through our varied county.
I'm looking at a really beautiful, cloudless blue sky.
Landscape is recollection too, and I love to share that with you for a few minutes each week.
Oh, Rain, isn't this lovely?
What might it be?
Susie Wild's Wild Walks.
It went that way.
New every week from Petersfield's Shine Radio and always online at shineradio.uk.
Right, come on then, let's go.